the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Hi, I'm Peter Marshall, marketing and fundraising lead at Site Matters.
Hi, I'm Catherine Bradley. I'm the CEO of the Manx Blind Welfare Society, charity on the Isle of Man, but trading name Site Matters.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
So the charity is an unusual charity because we're on statute under an Act of Tynwald from 1937, albeit the charity and the society was formed in 1936. And the purpose of it is to provide support services in whatever guise that looks like to the blind and visually impaired community on the Isle of Man.
Tell us about your team.
So we've got 14 staff and we all work out of Corrin Court. The 14 staff are supported by four bank staff who backfill and over 100 volunteers. For a small team, we do a vast, a huge, wide range of service, both in the centre and out with the community.
Who is the charity for?
We are for anyone who suffers or experiences what we call serious sight loss. So that's a vision problem that isn't correctable with normal glasses or contact lenses. We serve people from age zero. I think our oldest member is 105. So it's a vast array. We provide a lot of different services to fill all of those different needs. So yeah, we exist for anyone with serious sight loss living on the Isle of Man.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Okay, we work with a wide and varied range of organisations. We work closely with the statutory services, with Manx Care predominantly, but also a huge number of different third sector and charity groups. And one particular project that we've worked together on is within our grounds called Life Grows On. And that's a project with us, the Manx Deaf Society, Cruise Bereavement Support and the Alzheimer's Society. And it's a little allotment area that we're doing as a collective. But yeah, many charities. We couldn't do what we do without the collaboration and partnership working we have with those charities and indeed with Manx Care. And of course, we also work with our volunteers and the Manx community.
What are your main goals?
So the main goals of the charity are to support the members of the community, and that's to support them to be independent, to lead inclusive lives, be part of our wider community. And also, clearly, we are a charity to be financially sustainable and stable and to deliver the services that we do, which the vast majority are free at the point of delivery.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
We're a charity that's been around now for 90 years because it's our 90th birthday this year. And what we want to do is continue building on those foundations. And as we always say, it's evolution, not revolution. So it's to ensure the services that we've got are sustainable, they do meet the needs of our members, and also make sure that we're in a position to deliver them by being fiscally disciplined and by being financially sensible, really, and also to get out to as many people as possible and let them know that we are here and to support them if need be.
How is the charity funded?
So we are financially independent, and what I mean by that is we are responsible for raising all of our own money. That the amount of money that we need just to sustain our services has gone up significantly over the last 5 or 6 years. So about 5 or 6 years ago, it cost about £600,000 to run all of our services for a year. That's more like £1 million a year now. So it's gone up a lot. That's good. That's partially because we've got more members than we've ever had before. We've got over 700 members. So there is more demand. But of course, inflation means that the cost has gone up, the cost of running the building, which is why we've had a big solar project done recently to try and bring those costs down. But really, we are here because of the generosity of the Manx public, whether that's individuals raising money for us, corporates sponsoring us, trusts and foundations, often local, high net worth individuals donating money. So we're very fortunate, we're very well supported by the Manx population. It is a lot of money for us to raise every year, and it's a big responsibility, and we're just thankful that we have got the support that we have.
How can people support you?
There's many ways that they can support us. They can actually promote what we do. They can come and find out about what we do and then they can promote it. obviously there's fundraising. We've got a fundraisers pack for this year if anybody would like to have a copy of it. There's some ideas there around that. And also, actually, they may wish to come and volunteer for us, because volunteers are crucial in the delivery of the services that we provide. We've got over 100 volunteers, and they do so much for us. But I would always say, come see us, find out what we're about, see what we can do for you, and hopefully what you can do for us.
Where can people find out more?
So we have a website, which is www.sitematters.im. There's loads of stuff on the website. You can get the nice, lovely new supporters pack, digital version there. There's information about our events. We've got blogs. All of the services are listed there. So most of the information is there, and importantly, contact details. Or you can just phone us on 674727.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.